we are media captains from Brighton Beach Primary School. My name is Miles.
I'm Elise.
And I'm Nick.
We have a special guest today, Hawthorn football player Finn McGuinness. Finn attended BBPS and was a school captain in Year 6 and is visiting the school today.
Can you share some of your favourite memories about BBPS?
Well, I have so many great memories here at BBPS. The school's the exact same as it was when I was here. I used to love going on all the school camps. So Year 5 camp to Phillip Island, that was my favourite. We went on a Year 6 camp to Canberra, and I used to love all the athletics and swimming days as well.
Very nice answer. Do you still see any of your old friends from primary school?
I do. I still see a few of them. We've got a group chat, actually, primary school group chat, where we all text into. One of my best mates, Hugo Ralph-Smith, plays at Richmond. Then there's Miles and Archie Shepherd, who you've probably seen them. You guys might be too young, but I'm sure his teachers would have seen them on social media. They're the Shepmates on social media. So they have a big following, and they went to Brighton Beach. And then a couple others, Joey Wilson, he came back here maybe a year or two ago as a student teacher. So we still see them all the time.
What would you be doing for a career if you weren't playing football?
At the moment I'm studying, so I'm at university. I'm doing law commerce, a double degree. So if I wasn't playing footy, I would have probably finished my uni and be working somewhere, either in finance or probably in the city somewhere commerce related.
Sounds very nice.
Do you have any advice for current students to play football?
To play footy, yeah. I would say just find a group of friends that also love playing footy and just kick the footy with them a lot. Have a lot of fun. Go to the oval, have lots of shots at goal, take speckies on each other and just have fun. The more fun you have, the more you enjoy your footy and the better you'll play.
Sounds really fun.
What effect did the VFL have on your career?
Yeah, the VFL has been good. So in my career, I've been a bit in the AFL and a bit in the VFL. So I've been through both competitions. And the VFL is good because I can go back there and play with confidence. And then when I get called up to the AFL again, I'm ready to go.
What sports did you play when you were younger? And if so, what club? Did you play like AFL and for the Vampires?
Yep. So I played AFL for East Brighton Vampires. I did athletics for Sandringham Athletics Club. I played tennis as well, just over at St. Joan of Arc. Is that where you play?
Yeah, and I used to play East Brighton.
Oh, wow. There you go. And I used to love surfing, and I still do. So I used to go and surf quite a lot.
Yeah, I play competitions over for St. Joan of Arc.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, I was never competitions. I was always just lessons. Oh. But I loved playing tennis. Great sport.
I used to play netball at the netball courts beside Sandringham.
Yeah, that's where my sisters used to play. So I would always start with Aths in the morning and then I'd go over, walk over and watch my sisters play netball in the afternoons.
My sister still plays for Sandringham Athletics.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's a great track. I had a lot of fun down there.
What inspired you to be a footy player?
So my dad played for Hawthorn and my grandfather both played for Hawthorn. So my dad's Scott and my grandfather is Norm, and they had massive influence on me growing up. And I think when I was a little boy, I just wanted to be like my dad. So he was always watching the footy on the TV, so then I would sit beside him and watch the footy, and that's where my love for the game sort of grew.
Did you used to play in like the back garden with your dad?
I did. I used to play in the back garden with my dad and my little brother, Ned. So Ned also loves playing footy. The three of us would just kick the ball around in the backyard all the time. I used to pretend that I was Cyril Rioli or Lance Franklin in the backyard.
What was it like playing for the same club as your father and grandfather?
It's been really special for my family. Last week, my grandpa was at the game. I had two aunties, three uncles, my dad, two sisters, a brother. So my whole family loves to come down and watch my games, especially because there is that special connection between myself, my father and my grandpa, being three generations. It fills me with enormous pride.
When did you make your debut and what was it like?
I made my debut in 2020 against the Western Bulldogs, and that was actually during COVID. So there was a limit on how many people were allowed to attend the game. So there wasn't a big crowd, and it was actually at Adelaide Oval because because we weren't allowed to play games in Victoria. So it was exciting to play my debut, but it was a little bit bittersweet because my family was stuck in Victoria, so they couldn't come over and watch.
What are your hopes for the future?
In terms of footy, I would love to win a premiership and play for as long as I can. That's my goals. When I started my career, I had two goals. I either wanted to play in a premiership or play 100 games. So one of those two would be unreal. And then outside that, after footy, just have a successful working career, start a family, have a good family, stay close with all my family and friends. That's about it.
How does it feel when you kick a goal and for your team?
It feels awesome. Sometimes you just start celebrating and you don't know what's going on. You just get so excited, especially in front of the big crowd, to have 50,000, 60,000, 90,000 people all screaming. It feels like a bit of a blur. And so it's amazing, especially when you're on the MCG.
That sounds amazing. Is there a teammate that is always there to make you feel okay, or is there multiple?
At Hawthorn, we're really lucky because we're all a young team. So there's probably at least half the list is 24 or younger, probably more. So we're all around the same age and we're really tight-knit. One of my best friends is Will Day. He's at Hawthorn, and Dylan Moore's another one. So they're two of my very best friends and we're always there for each other, always catching up. We see each other every day at the club. So it's really important to have close teammates that you can rely on.
Does the crowd affect your performance?
It can, but you try not to let it affect you. It can definitely make you nervous, big crowds. It can make you excited. But often once the game starts, you sort of forget about the crowd and you just focus on the game. But it definitely makes you a lot more excited when you know there's going to be a big crowd and it's going to be really loud. It helps with the goal celebrations if you kick a goal. You can give it a big celebration to the crowd, but you try not to let it affect your performance too much.
How do you stay motivated when things aren't going your way?
So for me, I like to, on days off, forget about footy. So I will go for a surf down the coast. I will hang out with my girlfriend or see some mates from school and forget about footy. So that way, when I go into the footy club, I feel nice and refreshed and ready to go. If you're trying to think about it all the time, 24/7, it can become a bit too consuming. So having different outlets like surfing is the best way that I do it.
Nice. Do you watch any movies to relax?
I do. I like watching movies. I like old movies, 80s, 90s movies. They're my favourites. I was watching a new series last night called Silo. I don't know if you guys have seen it. My housemates and I just started watching it, so that seems good. Keen to get into that.
Sounds nice. Do you think your experience at BBP has helped you to prepare for your life as a professional footy player?
Definitely. I had Mr. Ankrum. He was my footy coach, and he was a great coach. We used to play on Friday mornings. Do they still play Friday mornings?
Yeah.
And I used to love playing against all the other schools. And I used to love all the competitions. I loved cross country, athletics, swimming, competing against all the houses, even the PE lessons. We used to learn how to kick the footy, throw the basketball. So I loved all the sporting that we did here at Brighton Beach.
That's very inspiring.
Your coach says you're a flexible player. What do you think that means?
I think he means that I can play in lots of different positions. So sometimes I'm playing up in the forward line, sometimes I'm in the midfield, sometimes I'm tagging, so I'm shutting down the opposition players. And I've even played a bit down back. So he likes to move me around a lot. I just sort of do whatever he tells me.
Do you like getting moved around a lot, or do you prefer one spot, being in one position?
I'm really not too fussed. I think I'm someone that will just do what the coach says, and I'm happy to do that. I'm happy to play wherever the team feels I have the most value. So often it is moving around a lot. Some games it's not, but I'm happy to do whatever the team needs. So I saw when I came in that some people had blue shirts on, some people had green, you've got a red, you've got white, you've got red. back when I was at Bryan Beach, it was only, you either had white or red. So how do you know which shirt to wear?
So blue is Wilson's house shirt, green is Gordon's house shirt, red is Dendy's house shirt, but it says Dendy on the back. This one is the plain one. I'm in Gordon. And then yellow is the Granger and white is just normal.
And do you get to pick which one?
Yeah. Well, you can only pick between white, red and your house.
You cannot wear the other house colours that you're not in because that would be confusing.
Yeah.
And there's also still the winter dress and the summer dress, but not many people wear them in my grade.
Yeah, wow. So when I was at Bryan Beach, we didn't have a house polo shirt. I would have loved that, the blue one, because I was in Wilson. What houses are you guys in?
Gordon.
Gordon?
I'm also in Gordon.
I'm in Dendy.
Nice. And who's winning at the moment? Do you have a competition, a house competition?
We just did districts cross country yesterday.
And how'd it go?
Okay. We came second on aggregate.
Wow, well done. And do you know who won?
Hampton won aggregate and normal.
Yeah, Hampton are normally pretty good. Was Brighton Primary out there as well?
Brighton was, they were third normally, I think.
That's good. As long as we beat Brighton, they're our rivals.
And for our school cross country, Gordon came first, which we were really happy about.
And I think at the moment, Dendy's winning overall at the moment. So hopefully.
Yeah, wow. How's Wilson going? Not good.
Well, they're not that good anymore.
Oh, no. Do you still sing the songs, the house songs?
Yeah, or only at house events.
Does anyone want to give me their house's song? I remember ours, Wilson. Does it still go like, we are Wilson, we are blue, we are gonna see this through. We will fight and we will roar. Is that right?
Yeah.
We are gonna win the score. Yeah, I used to love singing that.
It's very exciting when you like cross the finish line when you're like doing cross country and everyone's cheering you on.
Yeah, there's a big crowd at the finish line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you just hear all the voices, it really like pumps you to like go faster because they're all such kind people that you know or probably don't know.
Yeah, they're all your classmates and your parents. Yeah. Do you guys still have a school production?
Yeah, we have it every 2 years.
Is there one this year?
No, we had it last year.
And what was last year's?
Last year we had a production called Let the Games Begin where we went through a whole bunch of different game shows trying to find the cash prize of the main game show.
Wow, and were you guys in it?
Yeah.
I was in a Lego building competition.
I was in the year 5 scene.
I was also building the Lego
building. And did they find the cash prize in the end?
There was none.
There was none? Oh, wow.
Because
ripped off.
the evil host Jackson, we wouldn't really say evil, but he didn't have any money. He let them go through all of their dreams because there was a character called Jerry who always wanted to be on a Lego building show.
David was, who's in year 6, one of our friends. He was Jackson, the main character.
There you go. Sounds like a good production. Was it? I assume it was a massive success. Everyone liked it?
Yeah, I think so.
A lot of practicing at like the halls and stuff.
Yeah, of course. It's a lot of fun.
One of our friends' mums was really helping us with our year 5 dance scene. It was to the song Never Had a Friend Like Me from Aladdin.
Oh, yeah, I know the song. And did you start and finish with a big whole school song?
We ended with a whole school song and I think just started with a scene and then went into prepsy ones.
Yeah, cool. And what was the last song?
The last song was Come Alive from The Greatest Showman.
Oh, yeah, of course. Good movie. Have you guys seen it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Finn, you were the school captain here at BBPS. What do you remember most about that role and what did you learn from it?
I remember I used to have to speak in front of assembly a lot. And before I was school captain, it used to make me nervous. And by the end of it, I was not nervous anymore. Myself and my other school captain, her name was Alyssa Sugananathan, we both became very comfortable speaking in front of everyone. And it was, a massive honour being school captain. And I look back on it and it was a lot of fun.
Did you still have to do like two applications in year five at the end of year five to say you wanted to be a school captain?
Yeah, so is that what you have to do now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we used to have to write an application and then it was shortlisted. I think they picked four. And then you had to do an interview with the principal and Mrs. May. So Mrs. May was here when I was here as well.
It's really nice to know that your dreams came true, because in your yearbook it said that you really wanted to be a Hawthorn player in the future.
Yeah, it is. When I was a kid, I used to love Hawthorn and I still do. So it gives me a lot of satisfaction. And it's funny. I was looking at that yearbook photo and I still remember everyone from primary school, everyone's names, and I still see them around out and about and always say hello. So I'm sure you guys will always remember your primary school mates.
Thank you so much for taking the time to come in and meet us.
It's been really fun having you. Thank you for coming back.
Thanks for having me, guys. It's great to get in here and meet you all. So good to be back at Brighton Beach. I loved my time here, and it's good to see that there's still a lot of good kids at the school.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're a happy team at home.